Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we have with us George Reed Sr. We're happy to have you tonight, George. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. And Bill's going to start with your first question.
All that we wanted to ask you, George, is when you first came to the Lord, and tell us about what happened and where it was at when you got saved and came to the Lord, George. Amen.
Amen. I believe it was in the summer of 77. I think it was 77, and we was in New Mexico.
Amen.
Yeah, in the summertime, and the Lord was moving. He was dealing with a lot of people at that time, mm-hmm. including me.
Amen.
And a few of my close relatives and friends had got saved, you know, and they were, you know, telling me about the Lord.
Amen.
I remember I was in New Mexico with Charlie Keith and Henry A. and Billy D. and my brother Charlie.
Nice crew.
It was. It was. And every night we'd get together and talk about the Lord.
Praise God.
But I didn't know much about the Bible, Bill. I really didn't. I thought I did, but I knew nothing when I found out later, you know.
Yeah, praise God.
And I was learning who Jesus was.
Amen.
And I remember it was Easter. It just went by. And I remember watching that Jesus of Nazareth for the first time, you know.
Amen.
And I got a living Bible. And I never read a living Bible before, but Charlie Keith had told me, you know, how it reads like a book. And I could understand it.
Amen.
You know?
That's what we
yeah.
need.
Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, I think I was in Dalhart, Texas. But I was on the road. And we was on our way to Lubbock.
Amen.
And I remember, well, I know now what it was. It was the Holy Spirit just filled the truck.
Amen.
I think I was by myself in the truck. I might have had one of the kids, but I couldn't believe this feeling that came over me.
Praise God.
And I know what it was.
Amen.
And I know that I had to get to church.
There's no feeling like it.
And when I got into Lubbock, I think it was a Sunday or a Monday, but I had to wait till Wednesday night. And there was an Assembly of God church, I think it was. But I know that I had to make a public
appearance.
Profession. And I just waited for the altar call and went down. And
Amen.
And it just seemed like everybody I met after that was saved or wanted to know about
there
the Lord.
There was a big explosion
you know.
Back
oh,
then,
it really was.
Everybody
I,
was getting
I remember when I went back to the camp. I remember meeting a man named Pat O'Hara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good
I remember
friend.
Pat.
Him and his wife were saved, you know, and it's the first time I ever met him. But,
yeah.
You know, right away the man asked me, you know, when we got talking. And every night I'd come over to his house or whatever, and we would read the Bible, you know, and just everywhere you'd go, it just seemed like
a good
you know,
time.
The Lord was
Amen.
Moving.
Yes.
Amen. It was
Amen.
Best times in our lives,
yeah.
is that?
Amen.
When
Amen.
We first find the love of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It was an explosion
God,
across the country, truthfully, in that time.
It really was, you know. And we went on, like I said, everywhere. And my brother Charlie, he was previously saved,
Amen.
Like about a month before, you know.
Right.
And we traveled through New Mexico and ended up in Utah. And then we ended up in L.A.
You're a Western boy.
Yeah, and we got, I remember we all got baptized there at AJ's.
Yeah.
Amen.
Church, I think.
Amen.
The night I got baptized, I think there was maybe something like 30 of us.
Yeah,
Amen.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I got baptized that winter,
like
too.
It was nothing like it.
Yeah.
What would be some standout moments in your walk with the Lord that you'd like to share?
Oh, gosh.
People that was encouraging to you? Or?
Yeah, Martha, I guess when you're as old as I am, you know, I've seen a lot.
Amen.
Yes.
I really have, you know, and there's been so many times, you know, but it just, the Lord's took us through it, you know,
Amen.
Whatever it was.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And
the highs or the lows.
Oh, really.
There,
today
it?
I was listening to the Nancy Watson's podcast.
Praise God, beautiful.
And
unbelievable.
Unbelievable,
yeah.
You know.
Amen.
And, you know, but I've seen miracles too, you know, like, and I
she
really have. And when they happen, you know, big ones and small ones, and when they happen, you know, you know it's the Lord.
Oh, amen.
Praise
amen.
God. There's nothing like it.
Amen.
Nothing like it.
Well, George, I was there too, but I was a lot younger. You remember the LA revival, and I think it was at the Vegas revival also.
I was, and I mean, it was remarkable.
Anything you'd like to share about that?
Oh, it was unbelievable. When the Las Vegas revival came, it was, well, for one, we got to meet all those men that I'd never seen before, you know, from Arkansas and, uh-huh. and different
Praise
places.
God.
And
beautiful.
And the things that went on, it just everybody, you know, was amazed mm-hmm. at the people that got saved and the people that found the Lord.
The joy of the Lord was tremendous.
Oh, it really was, Bill.
Michael Newlands.
Was about the same.
Remember, Michael Newlands was a big part, too.
Praise Michael, God. John Trail.
Joe Gordon.
Joe Gordon came in, and then all the guys from Spiral.
Simon Young.
Simon Young.
I remember all of them, yes.
Right.
Yes.
A guy named Cole Oil.
The three crosses.
Yeah.
And you remember the women
crosses.
All cooked a big meal.
Oh, yeah.
We all fellowshipped.
Uh-huh.
And
it was a tremendous blessing.
It was a big move.
It was a big move.
And then you just followed it right up in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I never went to the Vegas. I was left home to babysit my brother, and Mom and Dad went.
Yeah.
They loved it.
What's some personal things you'd like to share, George? Anything personal?
Gosh. And I may, like I said earlier, there's been so many things, you know, and things that I've seen, you know, and the faith I've seen other people have and what they've been through and, mm-hmm. and how they dealt with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's only God that can take you through those things.
It is.
When
it
you come
is.
Out on the other end, you know. And
amen.
Yeah.
That's what helps us when we see it, like the testimonies that we'll give and just in the lives we try to live. It strengthens other people.
George, I wanted to ask you about kids because it's you got saved back when I did. You raised your kids, obviously. And you're George, all your kids, so I don't mean that, but your George seems to be, I believe he is a ministry. You know, we've obviously seen it, a beautiful ministry. And so what would you say to anybody that has kids? Now you're a grandpa, and I'm sure you're spreading it on down to your grandkids and so forth. So what would your advice be to somebody, you know, with
yes.
kids?
I guess it might, you know, I don't know that I'm great with advice, but I think you have to lead by example.
That's good.
Absolutely.
And this, you know, don't do as I do, you know, do as I say, that doesn't work. At least it didn't, you know, for me.
For me either.
You know.
That's it.
And I think prayer
Amen.
Is a wonderful thing with your kids, you know.
Yes.
And that's something, you know, like as long as I can go back, I remember it, you know, every morning, all of us holding hands, singing a prayer. I think them things stay with the kids.
Amen.
I really
Amen. Absolutely.
Praise
Absolutely.
God.
And I think the Lord, you know, does the rest. There's nothing I could ever do or anything great, you know. But that was the one thing, depending on God, having that morning prayer.
Anyway, Amen, George.
And
Amen.
And trying to do the right thing and, you know.
Leading by example.
Yeah.
That was good, George.
Amen.
Very good.
What about people that were major impacts in your walk, people that really impacted you?
There's been so many, Martha. There really has been so many. You know,
yes.
Old Henry A. was a dear friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was saying about the time in New Mexico when I was saved, he was with me.
Yes.
And I guess we were the two holdouts, me and Henry, because the rest of them were saved. And Henry had the same attitude I did. Oh, I'm already saved. You know, I'm a good, you know,
I'm a good guy.
I belong to a church already, you know.
That's right.
And then I remember him calling me. We were in Lubbock, and they went to Amarillo. And I remember him calling me, and he had a experience himself, you know. And he called and said, this is real, you know.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
It's personal, ain't it, George? So personal.
But I was with him when he lost his daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was with him when he lost his son, you know. Mm-hmm. And just the faith that he had, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to go through that and then put his hands up and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And not only Henry, but so many others, Bill, that just comes to my mind, you know.
It's just the love of God that does that.
It really is. I mean, when we were starting off, you know, we would talk to anybody, you know, about the Lord, you know, and they didn't have to be Bible scholars or preachers, you know. It could be just laymen, you know, but they can all share something.
That's right. That's right.
When you share the love of God, how he loved us while we were still in sin, it just changes you.
Yeah.
Amen.
It touches and changes you.
Well, you know, the Lord did give me a testimony, Bill, if it's,
take your time.
It's all right, because, you know, Jessie got cancer when she was just in her early 40s, you know, and the Lord took us through that. And then it wasn't too long after, I went up to that Mayo Clinic after my brother Charlie passed, because I wasn't feeling good, and I had chest pains, and they gave me a terrible diagnosis. Well, they did a chest x-ray, and then they called me back and said they found something in my lung, and then when I went to get this CAT scan, they told me, and this was a Mayo Clinic too, and they told me in no uncertain terms that it was cancer. And they showed me the tumor in the x-ray.
Amen.
And they said that it had already spread, and it was already around the heart. That's why the chest pains, they said the lymph nodes were swollen around the heart. Yes. And they told me to go get things in order, is what they told me. But anyway, they had to do a biopsy, determine what type of cancer it was. And I remember those 2 or 3 days I had to wait. And I remember the people that called me was unbelievable, and I couldn't believe the churches, that was even churches I didn't even know existed, you know, that was praying for me. I couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't remember too much about it, but I remember your father, Anime, calling me, and he had had a
lung thing, too, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He was in the midst of it, but he had a vision about me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he did. He had a dream or a vision, and he called to tell me about it. And gosh, he encouraged me.
Praise
he really
God.
Did. And I remember that call, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, when they went back to do the biopsy, they went down my throat, you know, to do a... They couldn't find no
Praise
tumor.
God.
Amen.
You
Praise
know?
God.
And, and I was laying in a twilight sleep, like they put you into, you know, and there was a little nurse in the operating room, you know, and she was, I swear she was an angel, you know.
Amen.
And I could just hear the voice, and he said, there it is, he said, I, on the x-ray, but I can't find it, you know. And then he left the room to go talk to Jesse.
Praise God.
And I said to the nurse, I said, did he say he couldn't find it? And she said, yeah. I said, where did it go? And she said, the Lord took it away.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God.
What a testimony.
I was thinking when you said about Wancy calling you. Ain't it a beautiful thing in the Bible which it said the old men dream dreams.
Yeah.
And
That's
for
good.
A reason and a purpose
to
encourage one another and lift us up in the things of the Lord.
I remember that call. I know. Like I said, there was so many calls, but Amen. I remember that, you know, because that really encouraged me.
That would have been a Praise standout God. Moment. Praise I'm putting the arrow right there, a standout moment.
Anyways, they still went on. They wasn't satisfied. They wanted me to come back in a month, and they was going to cut me on the side and go in to the... But if there was any sign of it, but as God had it, Bill, you know, when I went back, there was nothing.
They was trying to
Praise
find
God.
It.
Yeah, you know, go on and go on about it. But there was no doubt in my mind.
Miracle.
Amen.
100%. You see something on an x-ray and then it's not there no more, George, and here you are
it's unbelievable.
50 years later in lovely health.
It is. It's 30
God
some
moved.
Years, 30-some years later.
Yeah.
It
Amen.
Is. You know?
Yeah.
There's one thing no one can argue with, and that's an experience.
Yeah. That's
you
it.
Experience
well,
it.
That's just one, believe it or not. You know, between, like I said, with Jesse, you know, when she was sick, we got
Amen.
Lord took us through that, and then we had a couple of deals with Sandra, my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I
and,
love that girl.
The last one was, again, God showed him, again, the strength, you know. We were really getting to the end there, you know, with Sandra. She was taking that dialysis, and it was really getting to her at the last.
Oh, yes.
And Jeannie was the only one that was compatible, but even she wasn't a perfect match, Bill.
Right.
And they was going to have to engineer the blood and do different things.
A nightmare.
No, it was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare, that stuff.
And then the phone rung, and after years, you know.
Amen.
And we gave up on it. We really did. And the phone rung, and it was the transplant center. And they had a kidney. The Lord provided the perfect kidney.
Amen.
And it was a perfect match.
Yes.
And that's how she got it, because it came all the way from Pennsylvania. And
love it.
Praise
God.
They said when they get a kidney, it don't usually leave the area. You know,
right.
This was Pittsburgh,
There's
so
many people waiting for them.
Yeah. And this was Pittsburgh.
Amen.
And because it was such a perfect match, they gave it to her. And the next day she had it. And did the surgery.
We get weary sometimes because it takes maybe longer than we want or expect. But God always comes through.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So, George, what would your heart be or have a vision for our people going forward in the future?
Gosh, Anna May, I think this church is wonderful right here, and I think all the other churches are too.
Amen.
I think there's good and evil, and there always will be, and the Lord said about the tares, and the wheat and the tares, and I guess there'll always, be something going
Amen.
On. But I would just say keep the course, follow the course, and
Fight
the good fight.
Amen. Praise God.
You know, and you asked me earlier, Anna, about anybody that to help me along the way, and I think of so many different people. Oh. Like I said, I remember John Trail was a close friend of mine back in the day. I used to meet him in New Mexico in the little towns.
Amen.
And we would fellowship, for hours and hours.
Amen.
And,
Praise God.
There's a big thing with fellowship. Fellowship helps you grow, George.
Oh, it really does, And, my brother Charlie was close to me. And my brother-in-law Frank was an asset.
He really was. He was a special man in my heart.
Yeah.
I got to be truthful.
Yes. I mean, if there's anything wanted to know or you were stumped on or worried about, he had the answer, it seemed like. He really did.
Amen.
I really did love him.
Anything else you'd like to add, George? Anything before we close?
All I can add would be, just to praise God and praise Jesus for his wonderful grace,
Amen.
Amen.
Because I think it's fantastic, the grace of God, and the mercy.
Amen.
That's new every day. He has showed me so, and I wonder why, I'm amazed, and I wonder why me? Why would God do all these things?
Because he loves you.
Yeah.
Just like you do it for your children.
Yeah, try
it. Because he loves you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I got to say, George, if you don't have nothing else to add, we really appreciate you coming on and taking the time to do this. And
Amen.
I learned a lot tonight.
No,
very encouraging, George.
Very encouraging.
It was my pleasure. Really
we appreciate you sharing. Honest.
I'm sure glad you asked me, and I thank you very much.
Amen.
Very and
well, you definitely let your light shine, and we appreciate it, George.
Amen. Bill's been a wonderful witness here, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
We go back a long time.
Mm-hmm. We won't talk about all that time. So
we don't want to go too far.
We don't want to give it away. We'll never get that. So praise God. Yes, we do, George.
Amen, Lord. Your testimony is going to encourage a lot of people, George. We appreciate it.
I hope so.
Amen.
Even
praise
just
God.
One.
That's right.
Amen. God bless him.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.